I'm Scott, I'm Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And we're here with a brand new version of our show, Damn It All to Hell.
We are.
It's our show, and we're here to do it again on a Tuesday. And it's almost like we didn't have any refractory period because we just did one on Friday.
No, that's the word. The word of the day is refractory.
Refractory.
Yeah. It does feel very short.
It does feel, well, that's not unusual.
It's not an unwelcome. I mean, I'm glad to see you. Don't get me wrong. It's not like, oh,
I wouldn't
God,
even
I
dream of getting you
to,
wrong.
Yeah, I have to talk to Scott again. I can't believe that. But no, I feel that what this is going to do, Scott, if I can foreshadow.
Of course, please foreshadow.
We recorded our last show on Friday, and of course...
We recorded the show on Friday.
Yes, and
Friday last.
After that show, I later recorded a show with Adam Burns.
Yes, Mix Minus.
And you heard that, and Adam went on a very big rant on that show. So I feel like the fact that we are so close to when that happened allows you to just extend the conversation, so it's not like people have to like go back and refresh it in their mind. It's fresh in their minds, primarily because Adam won't let it drop because he basically on Monday, his entire Monday Geeky Gay was dedicated to the entire recap of people who may not have listened to Mix Minus,
and I think a lot of misconceptions on his part. And before we get into that, because I really want to talk about it, and I want to clear up a lot of stuff about it, and I want to be crystal clear about my position, which isn't any different than the original tweet or the original post that I posted, and I will read that later. But first, before any of that.
But first.
How are you, Daniel?
I am doing excellent. I took a sip of
Your watermelon strawberry water.
For some reason, I thought you were going to go on a little bit longer. I'm doing excellent, Scott. You know, I had a great day today.
No way.
I have a new boss.
Oh, a new boss.
And there was a period of time that I was concerned because my old manager, who's a good friend of mine, left. And this person came in. He was always going to be both of our bosses. But anyway, he came in. We didn't know anything about him. He could have decided that he wanted to stop everything we were doing and move in a completely different direction, which would have been really bad because I was really happy with the work that we were doing. And no, it turns out he's very good. He's very technical. He's very pretty. He understands what we're doing. He's behind what we're doing.
He sounded like you almost said he's very pretty.
No, he's not. But he's a very kind man. So I'm very happy. There's this constant risk.
Is he a top?
I have no idea. He lives in St. Louis. There's a constant. I don't know what that has to do with whether he's a top.
Well, I think he's
married with kids. I guess by definition he's a top. But the
well, unless his wife straps it on.
In order to procreate, he at least. Topped it. Anyway, I'm going to get fired. It's like, he's going to like find me on Twitter and just go, oh, I'll listen to this podcast.
And now I don't believe that's appropriate for our industry.
I don't think that's appropriate. You shouldn't be talking about that.
And listen to, you know, what's ironical also, and I know ironical is not a real word, but I love to use it. What's ironical also is that I constantly talk about all of our podcasts, the Pride 48 group steering into the sexual cesspool. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one who's constantly steering our show into the sexual cesspool.
You're like the guy in the back of the canoe, just doing those J-strokes.
Steering it with my J stroke. Oh,
that's how you canoe. That's how you canoe.
The J stroke.
You make so a J boss, stroke so yes, that you don't you swing your canoe out of the. Otherwise,
low,
your canoe will just keep going. You'll have to keep switching sides.
And
I completely forgot where I left my bicycle. Oh,
you
so I have this new boss.
Boss.
Why? There's a constant risk when you work in a technical field.
Yes.
That the person above you is going to not be technical. That is a constant risk my entire life. My file, if I can use scare quotes around there, because there is no file because I've worked for a whole bunch of companies. But if I were to have a big, you know, stack of my reviews, my appraisals, what do you call them? Your work reviews, there's a name for it. What is it?
Yeah, I know.
Review. So it's like if I were to stack up my annual reviews over the years, they always say things like, Daniel is very helpful. Daniel has great ideas. Daniel is blah, blah, blah. Never any word in there about my technical savvy or my technical abilities, because 9 times out of 10, they're not in a position to be able to judge that, right? It's not like I could go to my boss most of the time and say, hey, I'm having a problem with this program. You know, I'm trying to figure out, and this is the algorithm that I'm working on. This is the routines that I'm working on. And I'm not quite sure why this is working. I can't do that because they don't know. You have to do it yourself. However, a few times in my career, I end up with a boss that is technical. And this is one of those cases where he is technical. He is, and there have been numerous calls that I've been on with him this past week where he had to go on about a subject. And I was like, oh, he knows his stuff. I approve. So I'm very happy with that. So, yeah.
I'm very happy that you're very happy.
So happy.
Well, that's good. I did want to, speaking of technical.
Yes.
And I'm very good at this.
Yes.
I discovered something that I did not know regarding 5 gigahertz and 2.4 gigahertz.
Yes.
I had gotten, as you well know, because we had in the past had issues with me freezing, you freezing, or my Wi-Fi connection not the best.
Yes.
So I bought an extender and put it up here and relocated it, because whenever Howard would walk into the room, he would stand in front of it and I would freeze.
Yeah, I will stand here, Dad. I will stand right here. How's this?
Yeah, this is good, right? I'm serious. This is good.
Yes.
So I have been using it and I have been checking my internet speed.
Yes.
And finding it ridiculously low, even with the extender.
And you found out, I'm going to guess.
I found out this.
You've been running 5 gigahertz, and you really should be running 2.4 gigahertz.
2.4.
And now that you've moved to 2.4 gigahertz, your life is much better.
Yes, and my speed is really, really fine. What I found out, the bottom line is that 5 is not good for going through walls.
Correct.
2.4 is really good for going through walls.
Actually, even lower than 2.4 is much better. The lower it is, the better it is at going through, because the waves are bigger and they can go through the walls. And when the waves are smaller, they tend to bounce.
Do that again with your hand. Do that.
So, 5 gigahertz is indeed faster, but the problem with 5 gigahertz is that the range is almost half of 2.4, which is what you're experiencing. You are at the edge of the range of 5G. I don't want to say 5G because that's entirely different. That's mobile and that's an entirely different thing. 5 gigahertz wireless, the range is about half of the 2.4 gigahertz. So it is faster if you're really close to the source, but other than that,
And that's what I found out.
The error packeting and stuff will cause it to ding, which is why, Scott, over the years, when I bitch at people, not to mention any names, Archer and other people that use Wi-Fi, I can watch Netflix on my Wi-Fi just fine, so I don't know why I can't do a podcast on it. It's because you're broadcasting out, and if you have all those error packets, because there's no buffering here, it's deadly. Anyway, I'm so happy that you got 2.4. Now, are you...
No, I've had 2.4. I have had 2.4 and 5, and chosen 5 because I assumed stupidly, ignorantly, because ignorant simply means that you do not possess the knowledge of, ignorant of the technicalities of the two, I assumed that 5 was better on all accounts, and that if I did 5, I'm going to just scream through the internet with excitement and lubrication. No, up here in my office, which is far away from the antenna source of the Wi-Fi connected to the wall, and my little amplifier, when I do 2.4, I get great numbers up here, and I'm not going to buffer on you anymore.
Cool,
which is very exciting to me. And I can still run my surveillance cameras and everything. Yeah. I don't have to shut anything down. It's marvelous.
There are several different technologies involved in Wi-Fi. And one of the things that was newer, depending on how old your router is, depends on which one of these technologies that you have in there. So you may, this is just a public service announcement, Scott. Just in case you decide.
And now, from Daniel Brewer and this station, a public service announcement.
There's a new standard out for routers called Wi-Fi 6. And the reason that it is called Wi-Fi 6 is because the actual name of Wi-Fi that we've been using over the year, we have 204.11.b. .c.ax.n. Nobody knew what they had and what they're in. So the consortium that controls the standards over this said, you know what? We're going to call this Wi-Fi 6, and we're going to retroactively call .ax Wi-Fi 5. So what you have capable of doing 5 gigahertz and 2.4 gigahertz, that is Wi-Fi 5. You have Wi-Fi 5.
Yes.
And there's a couple of things that go in with that. You have, depending on your router, you may have MIMO, which is an upgrade to it, which is multiple input, multiple output, so that you, more devices can use the router simultaneously without a lag. But Wi-Fi 6 is going to have MU-MIMO.
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 MU-MIMO, MU-MIMO.
Which is
MU-MIMO,
multi-user. Multiple input, multiple output, which just basically doubles the number of channels.
That you son have. Of a bitch.
But Wi-Fi, I just wanted to say that don't buy Wi-Fi 6.
Really? Because I was looking at a new router.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you need a new router, then go ahead and get a Wi-Fi 6. But there's not enough of a difference between Wi-Fi 5 and Wi-Fi 6 to justify you going out and replacing a Wi-Fi 5. So if your Wi-Fi 5 router is doing Wi-Fi 5. That's like that movie. That's like that movie that we need to watch, wasn't it? What was it called? Wi-Fi 5?
Wi-Fi 5. All right. I want to approach this.
That was my public service announcement as I tried in vain to forestall the impending crashing of a feelings.
It isn't that dramatic. It truly isn't. It is somehow a misunderstanding and a conflation of things. And here is the situation. And I am not I still to this very moment adore and love Adam Burns. Okay. However, you do a podcast with him called Mix Minus.
I do.
And on last Friday's Mix Minus,
yes,
Adam reacted to a comment that I made about his show, The Geeky Gay, which he does a personal
journal
podcast every day, and I listen every day. And I commented on it because he was talking.
Is no different.
That's true, and today is no different. And I listened to today's or yesterday's show. I listened to Monday's because his Tuesdays hasn't been out yet. Mm-hmm. And he is still not necessarily stewing, but still concerned. He still has concerns and hurt over the situation. So I felt really strongly that I need to explain my position once again and try to find out. And I wish he were here. I truly do wish he were in the conversation, but that's not possible at this moment. So he did his show, and I said in my comment on our Discord board, which you can join if you join level 13, to do that, all you have to do is email us and say, please make me part of level 13. We'll do it. I said, Adam, regarding today's Geeky Gay, I would argue this point. If one identifies as conservative or Republican in this day and age, then one is indeed an idiot, a moron, a fucked up shitbag, stupid and dumb, unequivocally and regardless of one's state of residence. And I said, oh, and great closing announce, because I was on the closing announce. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened on your show is that somehow Adam conflated his struggles of needing to be different people in different situations, especially regarding being gay. And I would say this as a side note. If you're speaking to me about needing to be a different person because you're gay and presenting a different person in every situation, please remember that I was gay and around and functioning in the 1970s and 1980s. There was a time when you needed to compartmentalize your life, let's say. I understand intimately this struggle of not being yourself, of unable to be yourself. So I understand that of what Adam was saying about the gay struggle. And I understand what he was saying about being religious in and having people who, as myself, I think religion is I have a very low opinion of it.
Yes.
However, that's not what I was talking about.
No.
And also, I think that's another subject.
Wait, you don't want to split again?
Yeah, really. I want to be as concise as I can, right. Daniel, but I've never been concise in my fucking entire life.
This is
lives.
Like playing verbal blackjack here. You just keep splitting.
Yes. But I keep getting the aces. Now, I did not say, as Adam assumed I was saying, I did not say that if you have some conservative views, mm-hmm. you're all of those things that I said. Mm-hmm. No, you can have conservative views about certain things, but if you identify as a conservative, is what I was saying.
Capital C conservative.
Yes.
We actually used to use that phrase. Sorry if I can add in here. We used
of course, please.
I don't want to say we, because I don't want to appropriate someone's culture. When I took American Sign Language as my foreign language and I dealt with a lot of deaf people, they identify deaf and deaf as two different things. Deaf with a capital D, meaning part of deaf culture, and then deaf just describing something. Like, oh, that person is deaf, he can't hear. Or as opposed to that person's deaf, meaning that they are a leader in the deaf community. It's like, and there's different signs for it depending on which one you're talking about. So that is exactly what you're saying here, is that conservative with a capital C is an identity.
It's a name.
It's an identity. It's not a belief. It's an identity. And having a conservative view is having a belief.
Having conservative views is beliefs on specific subjects, but identifying as a conservative or a Republican is what I was talking about. Because if you do, and I can understand if Adam loves his family and Adam loves the people in his church and they are Republicans and they are conservatives, that does not change my opinion of them. I still think they're fools for being Republicans and conservative. They're fools. They're absolute fools, because this world is collapsing because of Republicanism and conservatism. And the irony of what Dear Adam, who I'm going to repeat again, who I love, what Dear Adam said, the irony is that we need to care for one another, to love one another, to understand that we have differing opinions. Well, that's exactly what the conservatives and Republicans do not do. Mm-hmm. There is no room in their purview, in their, what's the fucking word I'm looking for? In their, there is no room
in their tent for ideas Fine. Other than their own.
Exactly. There's no gentle judgment. They are horrible people. They are what is wrong with our country. I will not change. This is my opinion, and I will not change that opinion. However, it has nothing to do at all with how I feel about Adam. I don't like that Adam eats at Chick-fil-A, even though we've gone through the Chick-fil-A thing is now they're better people or whatever they're doing. I don't like that he eats at Chick-fil-A, but it doesn't mean I don't like Adam. I don't like that he's religious, but that's none of my fucking business. He needs to do what he does. Although I would say this to them, talking about a tangent, you can go to a church where gay people are embraced rather than going to hell and burning in the Baptist situation. So there are options to be religious in different ways, but that's none of my business either. And it also, I just wanted to clearly say that I am not judging Adam in the least. I am not judging him. But I am judging anybody who says I'm a conservative. Anybody who says I'm a Republican. That's not what Adam says. Adam says, oh, I have some conservative views. Fine. You know, if I looked at all my views, maybe I got some conservative views in there too.
Oh, I would say you definitely have some conservative. I would say your views on talking about sexual things is a conservative view.
Well, it's also prudish. I mean, the way I was raised, according to my father, sex didn't exist. So, I was raised with a really skewed not only being gay, but a skewed concept of sexuality to begin with. It just wasn't discussed. It wasn't. When I was 13, he took me to the Boy to Man movie at my elementary school, and that was it, and didn't even talk about it. He asked me after the movie was over, From Boy to Man, is there anything you know? And I said, no, I knew it already. He said, fine. And we went to see Bonnie and Clyde. Swear to God, that's what we did in the afternoon. Went to see Bonnie and Clyde, the
Wait,
movie.
Wait, you swear to what?
Swear to Clyde.
Oh, okay, great. I felt...
Have I been clear?
You have been clear, but I felt like on the show where Adam was picking this apart, I also reread your quote, and I feel that I did justice as to your view. I feel that the thing you haven't said yet, which I believe I added onto that show, is that the reason that you feel that if you identify as a conservative or Republican in this day and age, that you're an idiot, is because it's Trump's party. It's like, it's because of Trump. Trump has co-opted the Republican Party.
What Trump did is Trump coalesced the absolute insanity that party has increasingly over the years, slowly, insidiously become. And the Fox News and all of that Republican conservative phony bullshit that has infiltrated and infected our government. I am not saying that liberals and Democrats are gods and wonderful and terrific. They're pains in the ass in some ways too. But between the two, one is radically better.
Yes.
Because one thinks about helping others while the other thinks about helping themselves. And that's a huge difference. And I'm telling you something, if you're a religious person, I would think that you'd want to choose something that is helping others and not just helping you.
But that's the problem with the Republican Party, right? It all started with Rush Limbaugh and the syndication of this right-wing talk radio, which became this large echo chamber, which spawned off Fox News, which you can... Honestly, you can... No, you can't. That's a false equivalence. But if you were brought up religious today, in a conservative household, it is entirely possible for you to consume the only media that you consume is stuff that reinforces your beliefs. That is what you hear.
Correct.
So you hear people on the radio that reinforce what you believe. The people that sit around your dinner table are reinforcing the beliefs that you have. The people that are speaking to you from the pulpit are reinforcing the beliefs that you have. The TV shows that you watch are reinforcing the shows that you have, which is why it is so jarring to them when they see a TV show that espouses a liberal viewpoint or that goes against something that they have been told, because that is outside their bubble. They're like, what the fuck? Everyone believes this other thing, even though they have no idea of like how many people actually believe that, because it's part of their bubble. It's the echo chamber. We know all about that. However.
Yes.
I believe today, May 18th, 2021. I believe today and today only, I feel like I use car salesman suddenly, today and today only, I believe that the Republicans are right about a very specific single issue.
And I want you to talk about that issue, but I want to put a button on this.
I only said, we'll talk about it later. I only wanted to bring that up because I wanted to point out that it's not a broad brush. He's like, you can say that they're idiots and they're morons, but even idiots and morons are occasionally right. So them being right, in my mind, doesn't preclude them from being idiots and morons. It's just that, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
And how are they right?
We're not done with your topic.
Okay, you confused me because I thought you wanted to make your point, and then we would put a button
on the
last topic.
No. I make my point after. Sorry. It was a bad segue. I apologize.
No, please
go ahead. Continue. I feel that you have been crystal clear.
I don't want to keep beating the shit out of poor Mr. Ed because he's been dead a long time.
Wilbur.
And obviously, this is a conversation that I would have personally with Adam to make sure that he is not hurt, continually being hurt because what I said was not hurtful. It's opinionated as all fuck, but big surprise where it's coming from my mouth, it's going to not be opinionated. And there was no equivocation of how low in esteem I consider these people.
So I... you know, I'm not quite Switzerland, but I'm a producer of both shows. I'm a host on both shows. And so my immediate thought was, well, we'll just have you come on the next Mix Minus and talk about that. And, you know, you guys can air it out and everything. And then I realized, oh, wait, we're not doing a Mix Minus this week.
Right.
So how about we invite Adam next Tuesday onto our show to clear the air?
I would say, first of all, I would love to have him on our show. Absolutely love it. As I said, over talk about dead horse, I love the man. I really have a genuine, honest affection for this man. Boing. He's a sweet, gentle soul. But I would say this, speaking of beating dead horses, do you think that it would be constructive to go over our same, because I don't think I've changed Adam's mind, and obviously whatever Adam said didn't change my mind about my base point. So I wonder what the benefit of us talking about. Maybe it would just be an interesting debate.
No, the benefit is to get him to understand that he is reacting to something that was not said, and for I don't know. It's like that. That's yeah.
Well, I don't think you can. I don't think you can convince someone who has a very strong, deep-seated belief in what I believe from listening to him, both on your show and on his Geeky Gay Monday show. He felt or feels that my attack on Republicans and conservatives is an attack on him and his. And he brought in the fact of having to be a different person with this group and a different person with this group. I truly don't know how he got there from what I said. We all have to be a certain way at work, for example.
Yes.
You can't be totally yourself at work. I could never. If I said half of the things that I thought when I had a 10-year-old directing me and telling me how to act, I would have never worked again. I never would have worked again. We all have to be certain parts of ourselves and keep other parts of ourselves quiet in all kinds of different situations, in work situations, in personal situations. I can go to my sister Susie and talk about sucking Drew's dick, but I can't go to my sister Mikey and talk about that. Not because, oh, Mikey will feel, no, it's because I'm just respecting the person that Mikey is and that she wouldn't want to hear that stuff. And making a joke, I wouldn't go into detail with my sister Susie either, but making a joke of, yeah, you know, I sucked his dick and look where I steered the car back into the sexual swamp again. We are all different people in different situations. And once again, I will reiterate this. If you don't think I had to be different people in the 70s and 80s, being a big homo and having to work and survive and live way up into the 90s, kids, the 90s is when it started getting better. It was not fun in the 70s and the 80s and the beginning of the 90s. It was not fun to be gay. It still has its horrible parts, how the world treats us, as is evident. It's evident constantly. But in the 70s and 80s, it was even worse. Mm-hmm. No, so I get it. You know, I get it.
I get it.
I get being different people. So maybe here. Maybe he could explain, if he's on the show, he could explain in more detail mm-hmm. about why he felt that what I was saying about conservatives and Republicans had an effect on his heart mm-hmm. about having to be certain different ways with certain different people and being one's genuine self. There are ways to be one's genuine self without spilling all of the beans. There's ways to do that. I don't advocate being untrue to yourself, but I think I'm belaboring it. I think I've made my point that maybe it would benefit us to talk. But once again, it's like me trying to talk a religious person out of religion. It ain't going to happen. It's never going to happen. So what I can do, all I can do is say, I don't believe it. I don't believe in religion, and I think religion is really, really a bad aspect of our life, of our society, of our culture, of the world's culture, because it steers us away from the now. It steers us away from what needs to be done now. And with that, my pulpit, I'm stepping down so that you can talk about the good thing the good thing that the Republicans did right.
Before we talk about that, I wanted to give a small thank you to the Enormous podcast.
Enormous.
It the Enormous podcast. What did my head go blank? It's Harvey and Casey in Denver. The two gay guys, according to their Twitter account, two gay guys telling stories about anything, everything, and nothing in particular. It's the Enormous podcast. They're a member of Pride 48. You should absolutely go and check them out if you have not checked them out before. But they sent me a link on Twitter today.
Yes.
Of an article from a website that I don't normally read called Gay Cities. I don't read that because I'm not gay. There was a joke in there somewhere. I don't know what it was. It's the 10 of the best gay campsites in the U.S. And I went through this list here. I've been to 3 of these campsites on this list. I'm looking forward to actually going to...
Did you get strep throat at each one?
I don't think so. I've been to campsites that were not on this list, but I am looking forward to actually trying out a couple of... There's a couple of them that are closer to me, like within 3 or 4 hours of me, that I might have to go and check out. So anyway, thank you guys for sending me that that list. I appreciate it.
And how come you didn't send it to me too?
You don't talk about camping on the podcast.
Oh.
The thing that the Republicans were right about...
Yes.
...is the House, the Democratic-controlled House...
Yes.
...has decided that they are still going to require masks inside... Even though the CDC, the CDC has stated that their advisement that people who have been fully vaccinated do not need to wear masks inside.
Correct.
And the Democrats said, no, we are going to continue to wear masks on the floor of the House. And I noticed also on Facebook that a lot of my friends on Facebook have also adopted this position, which I find very odd, but this is what I wanted to say. On this one particular thing, the Republicans who have said that they are going to protest this and they're going to, disobey it. On this particular thing, they are absolutely in the right. For months and months, the position of the Democratic-controlled House has been, we are going to follow the science. We're not going to politicize this. We're going to follow the science. What the scientists tell us to do, that's what we're going to do. Anthony Fauci says this, that's what we're going to do. We trust him. We believe in him. And the CDC gives these guidelines. We believe in them. That's what we're going to do. How many signs have you seen? Well, you don't leave the house, so you don't see this. But for those of you who have left the house, you've seen signs up in businesses for the past 6 or 8 months that have said, according to CDC guidelines, we require you to wear a mask inside. It's like the CDC guidelines have been quoted often in numerous places as a reason for people to put these restrictions in place. The CDC has now ascertained through research that there is a negligible difference in transmission rates between someone who has been vaccinated wearing a mask and someone who is vaccinated not wearing a mask, i.e. the vaccines are more effective than they were even in the trials. And what is their finding is that because you are inoculated against this virus, you're not in danger of spreading it to people who have not gotten it. And no more so than wearing a mask, right? So... that is the science.
The Democrats talking out of both sides of their mouths, as my mother
yes,
would say.
Yes, this is what I don't get, though, is, and I wanted to hypothesize this, or not, that's not right. I wanted to offer forth this hypothesis. That's what I wanted to
do. Yes.
I feel that this is just politicization of this issue by the Democrats, because when you get right down to it, what I hear people saying over and over again is, well, how will we tell who's vaccinated and who's not? Because these people who aren't vaccinated aren't going to wear masks. And so how will we know whether they're vaccinated or not? I don't think this is fair. It's like, who cares? That's not what the CDC guidelines are saying.
Asking for people to have independent thoughts. Right, but that's not going to happen.
Those people who aren't wearing masks that aren't vaccinated, we're not wearing masks anyway. That That's not, forget about that. That's not the point. The point is that wearing a mask protects other people from catching the virus. If the vaccine makes it just as unlikely that they're going to catch it from you, then why wear the mask? It's like you're still protecting them because you were vaccinated. So I just don't understand why people are fighting, why people have gone for a year of their fucking lives saying, we follow the science, we follow the science, we follow the science. And what they really meant was, we follow the science. And, oh, until they say something I don't agree with. As soon as the science says something I don't agree with, well then, I'm not going to follow that.
I would say this.
I don't know why they all sound like that. That's such a really weird
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I would say this about the Republicans being right, that Hitler lowered the price of bread and Mussolini made the trains run on time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, Hitler helped create Volkswagen. Yes.
Yes. It has come that time when we have to wrap this puppy up, put a bow on it, and sail away into the sunsets, as it were.
Well, you know, Scott, we have offered numerous highly charged opinions on this show today. And if you wanted to join the conversation, if you wanted to say something to us, by all means, send us an email and jump in on the conversation.
Or a voicemail if you're so inclined.
We would be happy to talk to you.
And that information will be tacked on at the end of the show, how you can do that. I would say thank you, Daniel, once again. This has been a very good show to me because I got an opportunity to express what I had been feeling for a while, to hopefully clarify, and just to get a chance to commiserate with you, darling. And that's always enjoyable. It makes Tuesday almost tenable. Almost tenable. And I would say this to you. Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us. contact@thatdarnelvis.com or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AntiVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.